And now it's over to the news desk with Susanna Nieves and Mike Hudson. But first, we'll take a look at today's headlines.
The Escanel calls for intensified action in response to COVID-19.
The fourth case of coronavirus diagnosed in Cuba.
Sanders speaks to the health crisis in the United States as coronavirus cases soar.
The fourth conference, The Nation and Immigration, postponed because of coronavirus.
Now for the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel urged authorities to continue working with the people and intensify the measures to confront COVID-19 after the Ministry of Public Health confirmed positive cases on the island. In a meeting on Thursday on the implementation of the government's plan for the prevention and control of the disease, the president requested the intensification of the investigation and study of suspicious patients, the confirmed cases and all their contacts. "It is better to go too far," Díaz-Canel said, "than to fall short in our care. The disease is on the island, and we have to prevent its spread," he said. Díaz-Canel acknowledged the active role of the population, which has been cooperating, as is shown by the immediate detection of the first three cases. He said that we must continue to provide daily information on what is happening with the disease in the country and clarify all doubts. The head of state said there is confidence in the measures being taken, but he urged everybody not to lower their guard.
Cuban health authorities reported on Thursday a new case of coronavirus, bringing to four the number of the new coronavirus cases on the Caribbean island. According to a press release read on local media, the case was also confirmed at the National Reference Center for the disease at the Havana-based Pedro Cody Institute of Tropical Medicine, known as the IPK. The case is a Cuban citizen residing in the province of Santa Clara, husband of a Bolivian citizen living in Milan, in the region of Lombardy, Italy, who entered the country on February 24, apparently asymptomatic, and began to develop mild respiratory symptoms on February 27. According to the Public Health Ministry, both husband and wife went on March 8 to the health system, and they were immediately admitted to the Villa Clara Isolation Hospital. In the tests carried out, the Cuban citizen tested positive for the new coronavirus, while his wife was negative, given the 15-day evolution of the disease from the first symptoms. The release added that epidemiological control actions are carried out on persons identified as contacts who remain asymptomatic and under surveillance. The evolution of both patients is favorable, and so far, their lives are not in danger. Regarding the three cases of Italian tourists confirmed and reported on Wednesday, which were identified in Trinidad, they continue to evolve satisfactorily and remain under strict medical surveillance. In concluding its release, the Ministry of Public Health urged once again the Cuban people the need to inform the health authorities promptly in the presence of people with respiratory symptoms.
Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders spoke Thursday on the health of economic crisis facing the United States as the coronavirus spreads in the country. "Now is the time for solidarity," Sanders says. "Now is the time to come together with love and compassion for all, including the most vulnerable people in our society," reported Telesur. The Vermont senator demanded that President Donald Trump declare a state of emergency over the outbreak and urged Congress to start working right away to guarantee every person in the U.S. access to the health care they need without cost. He added that any coronavirus vaccine must be free and available to all. "Now is not the time for price gouging and profiteering," Sanders says. He continued his address calling for an immediate moratorium on evictions, on foreclosures and utility shut-offs so that no one loses their home during the crisis, and that everyone has access to clean water, electricity, heat and air conditioning. Sanders and his 2020 Democratic presidential rival, former Vice President Joe Biden, have both been forced to cancel campaign rallies due to the epidemic. COVID-19 has killed thus far 41 people in the US and infected more than 1,716 people.
The Cuban Foreign Ministry announced on Thursday the postponement of the fourth conference, The Nation and Immigration. Text issued by the Foreign Ministry follows. Following the announcement made by President Miguel Díaz-Canel on December 10, 2019, in Argentina, in connection with the holding of the fourth conference on Nation and Immigration, intense and uninterrupted preparatory work has been carried out for this event to continue to strengthen Cuba's ties with its nationals abroad. Unfortunately, in this context, a difficult international epidemiological situation has arisen as a result of the growing and accelerated expansion of the new coronavirus, COVID-19, of which cases have been detected in more than 100 countries. In view of the entry of the new coronavirus into the country, as national and international public opinion has been informed, our government is taking the necessary measures in order to deal with this emergency as effectively as possible. Taking the above into consideration and paying special attention to the criteria and concerns conveyed by guests at the event, the vast majority of whom reside in 39 countries where cases of the new coronavirus have been detected to date, it has been decided to postpone the holding of the fourth conference, The Nation and Immigration. The Cuban government is grateful to all Cuban citizens and their descendants who confirmed their attendance, as well as the support received from them for the successful celebration of this important event. At the same time, it reiterates its willingness to strengthen ties with its nationals abroad, to foster a broader and more fruitful exchange, and to work together for the independence, development, and well-being of the homeland. The new date of this event will be informed in due course. This announcement was issued by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Cuba on March 12, 2020.
We're listening to Radio Vancouver's English language broadcast for today. And back to the news desk with Susan Nieves and Mike Hudson.
A fire reported on March 7 at a warehouse at Venezuela's National Electoral Council, CNE, was a terrorist act aimed at destabilizing the electoral system, Interior Minister Néstor Reverol said. Speaking at a press conference in Caracas on Thursday, the minister said that the arson was committed intentionally to destroy the CNE's operational structures in order to sabotage future electoral processes. According to figures released by the authorities, the fire caused the loss of 49,400 voting machines, 49,300 fingerprint authentication system, and more than 580 computers of the civil registry, among other equipment. Reverol said that during the field investigations, three ignition points were identified on the perimeter of the damaged facilities located in the state of Miranda, and fuel was used to accelerate the spread of flames. The minister declared that the fire was planned by sector hostiles to the Bolivarian government, and it coincided with the process of review and replacement of parts and equipment promoted by the CNE to ensure the proper functioning of the system in the upcoming elections. Minister Reverol announced the formation of a multidisciplinary investigation team, which will be under the command of the Police Commissioner Douglas Rico, Director of the Scientific, Criminal and Criminalistic Investigations Corps, and will be supervised by the National Anti-Terrorism Corps.
A federal judge on Thursday ordered the release of former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning, ending roughly a year of incarceration that she had served for refusing to testify to a grand jury. AP reports that U.S. District Judge Anthony Trenga ordered Manning's release from jail after prosecutors reported that the grand jury that subpoenaed her had disbanded. The Alexandria Sheriff's Office confirmed Thursday night that Manning had been released. The judge left in place more than $256,000 in fines he imposed for her refusal to testify to the grand jury, which is investigating WikiLeaks. The fines had been accumulating at a rate of $1,000 a day.
And once again, our headlines for today.
Díaz-Canel calls for intensified action in response to COVID-19.
The fourth case of coronavirus diagnosed in Cuba.
Sanders speaks to the health crisis in the United States as coronavirus cases soar.
The fourth conference, The Nation and Emigration, postponed because of coronavirus.